This is Akashvani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. People across the country are taking part in a mega cleanliness drive today on the clarion call of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He has appealed to the citizens for 1 hour of Shramdan for cleanliness drive at 10 a.m. today to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi on the eve of his birth anniversary. In the last Mann Ki Baat program, the Prime Minister highlighted the importance of Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan, urging people to join hands and take time out for a mega cleanliness drive today. Citizens from all walks of life are taking part in cleanliness activities at public places, including market spaces, railway tracks, water bodies, tourist locations and places of worship. BJP President JP Nadda and Union Minister Meenakshi Lekhi and other leaders participated in Swachhata Abhiyan in the national capital. Over 6,40,000 sites have been adopted for Shramdan from urban and rural India under this mega cleanliness drive. A large number of resident welfare associations have also come forward to volunteer for Shramdan in nearly 1 lakh residential areas. Village communities have come forward to adopt around 35,000 Anganwadi centres all over the nation. In this unique initiative, Indian Army, Navy and Air Force personnel have also joined hands with civilians to clean various sites. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mehboob Nagar in Telangana this afternoon and dedicate to the nation several developmental projects and will lay the foundation stones for some other projects worth over 13,000 crore rupees. These projects are related to road and rail infrastructure, education, health, energy and electricity. He will dedicate to the nation the new railway line between Jakler Krishna, built on the Munirabad Mehboob Nagar section at a cost of 505 crore rupees, and inaugurate Kachiguda Raichur Kachiguda Demu train service, and the four-lane highway between Suryapet Khammam, built at a cost of 2,457 crore rupees. He will lay foundation stones to several other road projects worth 6,400 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will also virtually inaugurate four buildings constructed at a cost of 81 crore rupees at the Central University in Hyderabad. He will also address a public meeting at Mehboob Nagar this evening. On Tuesday, Mr. Modi will visit Nizamabad and inaugurate some projects and dedicate a few others worth 8,021 crore rupees. Kudumba Shree, the Poverty Eradication and Women Empowerment Program of the Kerala Government, is all set to launch Tirike Skooli, or Back to School Enable Knowledge Acquisition, for its 46 lakh members. State Minister for Local Self-Government M.B. Rajesh will launch the statewide program at Tritala in Palakkad district this morning. Tirike Skoolil, or Back to School, is perhaps the largest ever campaign organized by the Kudumba Shree in Kerala till now. India has condemned the incident of non-local extremist elements in Scotland's Glasgow deliberately disrupting a planned interaction organised for the Indian High Commissioner to the United Kingdom, Vikram Doraiswamy, in a Gurudwara. The High Commission of India in London, in a statement, termed the incident as disgraceful. The High Commission said that three persons, all from areas outside Scotland, deliberately disrupted a planned interaction organised by the Gurudwara Committee for the Community, the High Commissioner and the Consul General of India. In Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizu of the opposition PPMPNC coalition has won the presidential election. In the provisional results, he was shown to have polled over 53% of the votes. Talking to X, Dr. Muizu thanked all those who voted for him and called for the release of Abdullah Yameen, who is serving an 11-year sentence on the charges of corruption. President Ibrahim Mohamed Soli has congratulated Dr. Muizu and expressed gratitude to the Maldivian people for the democratic example they set in the elections. India Meteorological Department has informed that depression over the East Central Arabian Sea crossed South Konkan coast between Panjim Goa and Ratnagiri Maharashtra last night. It is very likely to move northeastwards and weaken into a well-marked low-pressure area during the next 24 hours. And on day 8 of the ongoing Asian Games 2023 in Hangzhou, Aditi Ashok bagged silver in the women's individual golf event today. India men's badminton team will take on defending champions China in the final today. Indian women's hockey team is also taking on South Korea today in their second match of the continental showdown. So far, India took up its overall medals tally to 39 with 10 gold, 15 silver and 14 bronze at the ongoing Asian Games. India currently stands at the fourth position on the scoreboard. And with that, we end this news bulletin.